W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of False Flag by Mike Grist, narrated by Jeff Harding. Chapter 1. Stephen Gruber. For Stephen Gruber, NSA analyst and 2-year coin member of Christopher Wren's cult, The Foundation, nothing felt right. He'd thought things might return to normal after the chaos of the hashtag reparations. He'd thought he'd appreciate his nice quiet life in Reseda with his dog and his 2-year coin and the foundation. But they were still arguing about it every day on the news. Presidential candidates debated the role of the foundation. People were out en masse in front of the Wilshire Federal Building in West Hollywood, violently protesting the arrest of Christopher Wren. Even the governor of the state, Joel Harmon, had come out to join them. It was exhausting. He blinked and rubbed his eyes, sat at his desk in the NSA and pretending to work, feeling about ready to burst. It hadn't been this bad since Wren found him 2 years back, hanging by a thread at the NSA, long out of personal days and a week away from a red note. He hadn't had a meaningful relationship in years, didn't have any friends, half his family were dead, and the other half were across the country. And who cared? Not Gruber. His boss circulated nearby, peering at screens. Gruber tapped a few keys, but in his head, he was thinking back to the first time he'd met Wren. All that mattered then had been the next orgy. He'd lived for it. He'd jonesed for it. Then he'd met Christopher Wren at a local confab between intelligence agencies, and Wren drew a bead. He'd come for him after, said he had what he needed, and Stephen Gruber went along like a rat following the Pied Piper. They got in Wren's car and drove to a disused warehouse on a sandy suburb back lot, and by then he was practically salivating. In the warehouse, there were 2 chairs. "Have a seat," Wren had said. He was huge, big and dark, 6'4" and built athletically, with scraggly black hair and a ponytail, a wiry black beard tied in an actual knot, faded denim jeans, and a worn leather jacket. Undercover with some bikers, maybe, or one of the drug gangs up from Columbia. Gruber hadn't been paying attention at the confab. Gruber sat down, just to find out.
"You just followed a
sample complete. Ready to continue?"